Fatima Goni Musa and her one-year-old son are preparing to leave hospital after treatment for malnutrition and infections. They've been here for 2 weeks.
My baby was in very bad shape and was admitted. His daily therapy includes medicine and nutritious supplements.
Doctors at this facility, run by the International Rescue Committee with support from UNICEF, are barely coping with the high number of children seeking help.
Daily we see between 15 and 20 patients daily, but occasionally we do get out of bed space, and then where such occurs, we either ask them to come another day, the next day, or we ask them to go to another facility, or if we can give them any oral medication for them to take and then come tomorrow in the morning so that we can admit them once we have the space.
As Fatima and her baby prepare to leave, six mothers holding their sick children wait outside. Each is hoping their child will take up the next available bed space. It went to this mother and her severely malnourished child. As well as treating undernourished children, the hospital also treats and feeds mothers to boost their immune systems. What's happening here is repeated in many other hospitals in the city.
With crops about to be harvested, doctors and nutritionists hope malnutrition cases will decline. But there are no guarantees since inflation has hurt incomes and unemployment remains high.
The armed group Boko Haram launched an insurgency in Borno State 12 years ago. At one point, more than 80% of farms were abandoned because of attacks by its fighters. Millions of people were forced to depend on food aid. But with donations reducing, so are food supplies.
There is some levels of donor fatigue, certainly. There are so many crises, and unfortunately, the crises we're seeing are increasing day by day, location by location. There is donor fatigue, but we cannot afford that donor fatigue to continue.
On the ground, aid workers are struggling.
Looking at the problem at hand, resources can never be enough. What we are reaching, with the little we have, we'll reach the numbers we can. And for sure, I can tell you, there are a number of children who deserve this type of service, but we can't reach them. Either the resources is not allowing, or they can't be accessed.
Without adequate resources, it's hard for aid workers to know how many children need help. But with the cost of food going up, it's clear the number of those going hungry can only be rising. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Maiduguri, Nigeria.